Hello and welcome everyone. I'm Stephen Roberts and this is Cancel a Cabal. On today's show, I have a very special guest. He is a founder of Aristotle.com and I have David Mauser on the show today. Welcome to the show, David. Hi, David.
Hi, Stephen. How are you?
How are you doing today?
I'm learning my Skype machine today. Can you see me?
Yes, I can.
Great. So I'm excited about being with you today and talking about the things that are interest to us. So thanks a lot for the time.
Well, you're very welcome. I didn't really get much of a chance to bring your biography up again, but we are live.
Okay.
We're live right now. So I want to introduce everyone to David Mauser. He's the he's one of the founders of Aristotle. It's a hemp oil product. So welcome to the show again, David.
Thanks a lot for having me, Stephen. A lot of neat things are going on in the industry with CBD and especially with our product, so we're pretty excited about it.
Yeah, go ahead and give us a little bit of a biography on you. Again, this is a different network that you're on, and maybe people haven't heard the previous show.
Well, maybe it's smart to sort of go all the way back to the beginning. I have grandchildren in Colorado. I was visiting them. Came across the little girl with 1,200 seizures a month, epilepsy, and this oil, CBD, reduced those seizures to 4. And I was pretty impressed because it was well documented on CNN News. I actually met with the parents and I found out that I could extract CBD oil from a 100% industrial hemp plant as opposed to extracting it from the cannabis plants, which were the original source. So there's a huge industry now that's beginning to spring up around CBD, which is extracted from U.S. industrial hemp, perfectly legal, and no psychoactive benefits. But the unique factor is the oil is a beautiful natural herb, and it does a great job on inflammation. I saw it as a great product for arthritis. Epilepsy is a little bit of an inflammation of the brain, and so if it would do that for epilepsy, which is amazing, why wouldn't it do that for people suffering from inflammation and pain with arthritis?
And
here we are today. We got a product called Aristotle, and we've spent a long time formulating it, and it's working.
Yeah, you would think so anyways. I want to give a little personal testimony. I've been taking this for, well, I ordered the 7-day trial right after the show there at the end of May. And I wasn't seeing anything. I didn't have any kind of good effects, but I just had some type of an idea that I was going to buy a couple of bottles, and I did. And I kept on taking 2 pills every day for a month, or maybe about 5 or 6 weeks, I think. And then after that, I started feeling some good effects. So I decided, well, okay, I'm just taking 2. Maybe I'll just bump it up to 3 a day. And ever since I bumped it up to 3 a day, I've gotten a lot of relief from the fluid that's built up in my legs and my feet. And I've lost 30 pounds in the last I don't know, what seems to be about 10 weeks or so.
Wow, that's amazing. What a great side effect.
Side effect, huh? Well, it started loosening up the all of the fluid in my knees and the feet. I had trouble getting my socks on, to tell you the truth. When I don't know, if I would pull my pants down to go to the bathroom, I would have indents in my legs for where the fluid got moved around. And as you know, with a lot of people that has fluid built up, it leaves a little indentation until it fills back up in the area.
That's absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. Well, congratulations. You were a real trooper. You know what? normally when you take erysipelas, and I'd like to let your listeners know, we guarantee it, of course. We're a dietary supplement company. We're manufactured FDA testing, FDA manufacturing, batching. We're under the guidelines of FDA, and that makes us a lot different because a lot of people out there are putting CBD in creams and so forth, but we are a 100% FDA guideline product, and erysipelas just works. It works in about 5 to 6 days for most people. I think you took a little bit longer, which is fascinating to me. You know, when we started this about a year and a half ago, Stephen, we thought that the regimen for it would be to take one or two a day, and we found out that everybody's metabolism is completely different.
Absolutely.
And we don't really know what your regimen is, but we started off like this, and this seems to be working, as you know. You take three when you first get it on an empty stomach. It's fun to take because it's spearmint flavor. It's fresh breath when you wake up. I put it by my bed because I bypass things in the kitchen and bathroom sometimes. But when I wake up, I chew some up, and that's about it.
It is just about like a fresh breath mint.
Yeah, and it's a 1 out of 3. You know, Stephen, really didn't work. And we were 2 out of 3 were absolutely great. We thought, wow, those are great numbers anyway. But then I went back and tested the 1 out of 3 it wasn't working for. And I'll tell you how we did it. I called everyone on the telephone. And that was hard to do because people are in and out. They're all over the United States, our client base. So you don't know whether they're working in California or the East Coast. But I got about 85% of them. I think that's a fair amount to say that work. And I said, just double up. And they said, okay. And I shipped them all another bottle. You know, why wouldn't I? And I just said, just double up what you're taking. And over 55% of those became customers that it didn't work for originally. And that supports something interesting, Stephen, that came out last week. The doctors at Johns Hopkins just reported women's metabolism is entirely different from men's. It's just like men are from Mars and women are from Venus, that old book. They found out that a woman that takes even Alka-Seltzer is going to react differently than a man that takes it. And so this is just good support information for natural products. Anybody that's taking an all-natural product like erysipelas has to be aware that they are unique. Their metabolism is unique, if I can say that again. And I don't know. I don't want to oversell this product. You know how we feel about it. Our main marketing right now is very simple. When you've tried everything else, erysipelas, it just works. And that's about the best that we can do. And we're so excited about a natural product that works.
Yes, it is. And I think I'm going to end up, I think I've already decided I'm going to end up taking a fourth pill a day. So do you suggest I take two in the morning and then two in the evening, or how should I break them up?
I think you should load up all at once because your body's rested. You've got to remember that all this oil. Can I tell the listener something?
Sure.
You all have CBD in your body already. It's already there. This is nothing new.
Yeah,
it's something your body manufactures every day, as I like to say.
Yeah. Can you explain how that works?
Yeah, it's like having a teaspoon, maybe a teaspoon of milk. You can, it's barely there, like a grain of sand. But if you load up a whole glass of milk in your body, you're going to really taste the milk and get the nourishment, and that's what we're doing. We're just absolutely loading up a whole glass of milk, as an analogy, and that volume of oil, CBD. And it just goes in and coats all of the synaptic receptors throughout your entire endocannabinol system. It's all your receptors in your body are just clefts transmitting inflammation if they are. And this just coats them and it short circuits that pathway. And every day that you take erysipelas, that's going to happen to you. It's not like an aspirin, though. I mean, if you have a headache, You take an aspirin and you get immediate relief, and you don't have to quit, you know, keep taking it. But with the erysipelas, you have to take it every day. If you miss a day, all of the receptors, the coating sort of goes away. So it's just something that you take, like a vitamin. And I have to tell you, I'm going to have surgery coming up here in the next 2 weeks on my right shoulder, Stephen. And I've had so much inflammation and pain in that shoulder. And rather than take a bunch of drugs with side effects to get through it, I have been gobbling my erysipelas. And I am set up perfectly because I'm going to sleep through the night, but I'm going to have some repair, you know. And
yeah.
But the inflammation was absolutely terrible. I have to tell you, I know it works.
Yes.
And, let's remind everybody, nature's still the king for all of the folks out there that really have a good idea of what life is really about in health. You've got to protect yourself with what you eat. I'm not a big advocate of being an organic counselor to anyone, but I think nature's still king. Natural herbal products work. Erysipelas has no known side effects. And Stephen, let's remind everybody that the drug companies that manufacture all of our products that give us relief, people think they have to have an RX prescription to find something that works, and a doctor has to prescribe it. That's not true. There's no RX prescription required for erysipelas. It's all natural, and it just works. And so, with no known side effects, why wouldn't you do that with your body? I mean, Celebrex has 47 ways that it will punish your health, and the big one is it'll tear up your liver in about 6 or 7 years, depending upon your metabolism. So why would you do that?
I'm not sure.
This doesn't make sense to me. But then, you know, it's our job to let people know. And that's why I thank you so much for the airtime. People that are listening to us right now are finding out that there's something out there that they can try. And by the way, if it doesn't work for you, just send the unopened bottle back to me. I'll refund 100% of your money, plus the original shipping. It's a guaranteed product. We don't want anybody taking a erysipelas and not work. If it doesn't work, just send the other bottle back. We'll refund you. That's pretty simple.
Yeah, or they can send them to me. I'll take them. No, I'm just teasing there.
We've got something new that came out that we might like to talk about.
Sure.
CBD. The main elements, you know, in erysipelas, CBD is going to be a tough item because there's going to be a lot of the old witch doctors and snake oil people come in, and they're going to try to use the CBD to make a lot of creams and ointments and drops and tinctures, okay? I'm sure you've heard of that.
Absolutely, yeah.
There are people that care. I would suggest every listener to do some research. Believe nothing of what you hear and half of what you see was what my mom and dad always used to say. So why don't you do a little investigative work out there? There's a great website called ICOMR, I-C-O-M-R, ICOMR. It's the International Cannabinoid Organization of Manufacturers and Research. It's a watchdog. They do all the testing. They tested, of course, our product. They test all the new people that are starting to manufacture and supply CBD. They're testing it and seeing if the tests are real or not. And I just saw an article yesterday that would floor you. A doctor had endorsed this one product. Can't remember the name of it, but you can certainly see it on the site. And it only had half, I think, the amount of CBD that was in it. And they're charging people for that, and they're not delivering what they say they're delivering. See, that's another example, Stephen. If you're just using a food supplement or making tinctures and drops and just making products with CBD in them, it's the Wild West. Not until you step up, you get under FDA guidelines. I know I'm preaching to everyone. I apologize, but I spent a lot of money to test and manufacture under CBD. Our FDA attorney in Washington, you know, to do all of the work to help us present this product to the public properly and to meet all of the guidelines. It's astronomical amounts of money to do it right. And I think that that's what I want to get across to everyone, whether it's our product or somebody else's. If it's FDA or a food supplement, I think you're in pretty good shape. If it's not, why don't you visit ICOMR? It's a great site. It's one of the really industry watchdogs, and it's really a unique site to find out what's going on.
Yes, it does sound like it. There are snake oil salesmen out there for everything nowadays, David, from hemp oil to, I don't know, just any holistic healing product someone can think of. There are somebody that just wants to make a few bucks, and they will dump anything into a bottle and call it a miracle drug or a miracle healing.
Yeah, you're right, Stephen. And they've got to stand behind it. Why wouldn't you get, if your product works, why wouldn't you stand behind it? If it doesn't work for everybody, that's okay. I don't think everything's 100%. For the ones it doesn't work for, give them their money back. No company needs anybody's money that bad. This is all about doing something that is a legacy. I'm 70 years old. I'm retired. I was a publisher for 25 years here in South Carolina. I never thought I'd be doing this. This is a unique project because we just yesterday, excuse me, Friday, drove over to Charleston and I gave a sample supply to an autistic child. Now, autism doesn't really embrace inflammation and pain. But we now know that CBD is doing other things, like it's reducing stress and it's reducing anxiety. And this mother and father wanted to test it on an 11-year-old child to see if a natural product would reduce that in their child. I am so excited because come about Wednesday or Thursday, I will visit with them again and get a report on that. And it's things like that that are really fun.
Well, it's a little odd that you mentioned autism, David, because there is science out there that that has come to the conclusion that autism is basically or has been linked to vaccines in children. Some of the chemicals that are put in some of the vaccines for given for children at young ages are seemingly causing autism. I don't want to sound conspiratorial or anything, but I believe the statistics were up from 15 to 20 years ago. There was 1 in 25,000 children were diagnosed with autism, and now the statistics are 1 in 57 or 55.
Oh my goodness!
They just
I'm really glad to hear that piece of information. You know, it's the sharing of information that's really unique. This CBD product, as you and I have talked about even off the air, John Hopkins just came out with a study that's going to be released this coming week. This is an exciting news. Now, a lot of people believe in medical cannabis and some don't. I happen to believe that everything has its usage. I've seen medical cannabis in the 20 states where I first found this in one of those states. It really does a great job for a lot of people in legitimate medical relief. True, we've still got a large segment that's using it for euphoria. But, you know, they do that with alcohol, and alcohol doesn't do anything for you. So I want to point out something to the listeners. More and more states now and more research is coming into play. This particular oil, CBD, that we have in erysitol, I want everyone to know it's now inhibiting the growth of cancer cells, 6 different cancers. One of them is breast cancer. We all recognize that. Isn't it interesting? cancer cell replicates every day. It either makes a little benign cell or it makes a little malignant cell.
It does.
And we know that it likes to do that, whereas our other cells, they're very healthy. They live and die every day. Can you imagine? It's sort of fascinating to think about. CBD inhibits that cell reproduction in six studied cancers. That's phenomenal. Why wouldn't I take a resveratrol all the rest of my life? I don't know of any natural substance that's had a report like that. And let me tell you what's really exciting. 2 weeks ago, GW Pharma over, I believe, in England, they just applied for a CBD patent for brain cancer, to treat brain cancer. So, you know, I think there's some pretty interesting things going on in CBD, especially when we know that it absolutely affects inflammation, stops pain. We know that. We know that it's got a huge effect on cancer cells. We're now finding that it's working for stress and anxiety. And all it is an oil. I mean, for crying out loud, do you remember the movie, what was that, Stephen? Lorenzo's Oil, that was about 15 or 20 years ago.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Maybe some of our older listeners will remember Lorenzo's Oil. If anybody
Lorenzo's
remembers
Oil.
That, call in, if they have an ability to call in to you, Stephen, because Nick Nolte starred in that, and his daughter had a terrible affliction, and he figured out by making a formula of two or three common oils, and one of them, I think, was canola oil, and he made this and gave it a teaspoon to his daughter every day, and he absolutely affected a relief from the severe problem she was having. It was documented. They made a movie out of it. Huh. And I think that's interesting. It just points out that nature still can.
Yes, it does. No, I had never heard of that movie. I'll have to look for that and see if I can find it.
If anybody wants to see what's going on with all the things that we've talked about today, they can go to erisitol.com. I'll put in a little plug for us. It's Aristotle, and you drop the E. I didn't know we did that when we named it. We actually had some pharmacists name it. We thought arthritis, and they came up with the name erisitol for us. But if you put in A-R-I-S-I-T-O-L, you can actually see the medical scientific video on how the oil coats the synaptic clefts. And you can find out a lot of interesting information from people, everybody from a rancher in California to the vice president of Sears Holding Company in Chicago. And their names are there. They show how to contact them. I love it when people are very, very real. And for the people that are taking a erisitol and very happy with it, they're not afraid to give out their emails and their telephone numbers. And it's right there to look at. I think that excited me. I don't know about everybody else, but I love things when they're real.
Yes, and it has. It's excited me too, because I haven't had this much relief and inflammation in quite a long time. I've been fighting this rheumatoid arthritis for going on 23 years now.
Wow, you've had a real battle with it.
Yes, I have. And I think, between my metabolism, I think just upping the dosage is only going to have better effects for me. I will just have to.
You're right on. I had a woman by the name of Linda Kuhlman. She allows me to use her name. She lives on Hilton Head Island. She tried a sample bottle for 1 week, and I called her up on the phone, and I wanted to follow her progress because it was brand new when we launched it. She said, really not doing anything, I don't think, for me, David. I've got arthritis in my left hand and the two middle fingers, and gives me a lot of inflammation and pain there, and I guess that's mainly where arthritis starts, but she said, I just don't know. I said, well, Linda, let's just double it up, like I said earlier. And I sent her over another bottle, and she took twice the dosage, and she was absolutely thankful that I followed up to her, because now she's just absolutely auto-ships every month. She does not want to be without it, and why would she?
Well,
and it's stories like this that are exciting, because that's what you have to do. Sometimes you've got to take more. And I don't know what everybody's metabolism is.
Yes, absolutely. And
but I don't work.
Yes. And I'm also thankful that I decided to stick with it after the free 7-day trial, because I very easily could have just said, well, I didn't feel anything after 7 days. And, you know, I could have just not ordered anything else. And I wonder if it's maybe.
Why did you do that, Stephen?
Well,
I mean, I never talked with you. You did that on your own.
Yes, I did. I came to the realization that I'm not a very light man. I'm very heavy. I'm quite overweight. And I've had this rheumatoid, or allegedly it's rheumatoid. I've had people tell me it might not be rheumatoid, but I've had it for, like I mentioned, going on 23 years now. And it's been deeply embedded in me. And I just thought, well, I'm going to buy a couple of extra bottles just to see what happens. Just out of, it was just off the whim. You know, I put everything together, and just something told me I needed to give it more time.
Well, you know what, you are an isolated case, because most people would not do that. That's based upon your determination and trying to believe in a product, and you're very, that's very interesting to me.
Well, I'm not the ordinary person. I'm not your ordinary man either, though. So I also took that into consideration.
Well, I think everybody's very special, and that's why you did what you did. Sometimes we need to encourage people. I had a woman I called today. I'm always following up to people. I love it. We're a small company. We're based in South Carolina, and I really want to know how it's affecting people. The nice thing is I have not been able to find anyone that's had any silly side effects. We know erythritol has no known side effects, but I'm thinking about, if you swallow a whole bottle, would you get diarrhea? So I decided to take a whole bottle one day.
60
of them? Eating candy.
60 of them? Yeah.
Yeah, I swallowed like 50 tablets. And boy, was my mouth fresh.
I'll bet.
But I'll tell you what, you talk about my shoulder. I really didn't have to take any for about 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
I had zero pain.
Loaded up
now
on
that. That's overkill, but I didn't even get diarrhea, so that's sort of silly when you think about it. My calls to people are interesting. I did have one woman just yesterday morning. She said, you know, I tried it, and it just didn't work for me. And I said, well, I'm sorry, dear. At least we tried. Would you like to double it up? And she said, I'll try that. So we'll see what happens with her. But she was taking 7 different types of medicine, and she was on some really hard RX stuff.
Right.
So I think that people have to understand what's already in their system sometimes, too. I just don't know about that. I know that Terry Kinney, the rancher, was taking ibuprofen, Flexoft, joint relief, and he was taking Celebrex. And he threw all those away. And Terry's one of the most unique people. He's got can't think of the name of his ranch, but he's got a beautiful ranch. He's about 65 years old. He throws 45-pound bales of hay. He couldn't even throw a bale of hay. His hands froze up. You know what that's like.
Yes, I do.
You showed me that you've really been battling arthritis for a long time, and I was amazed at your mental attitude. So I'm just glad I got a chance to meet you, because besides just having a show and telling people about it, you're really a neat guy, that understands this, and that makes a difference. I think you actually care. Besides the radio show, you want people to hear about this. And besides me manufacturing these bottles, I really want people to get relief. I think it's neat. It's neat to have something that works.
Yes, I think it is too. Well, you know, we could probably wrap this up right here. We've got a lot of information out there.
I don't know. Thanks for having me on. I got to talk about my favorite subject.
Yeah. Well, just go ahead and give us the, well, it's just aristotle.com, everyone. Oh, I got to get the bottle here. I don't want to misspell it. aristotle.com. CBDs from cannabinoid, mint flavored. They taste absolutely great. I actually just let them melt in my mouth, David. I'm not sure what you're supposed to do or not, but I thought that's what the
I
bottle
have a hard time. I have a hard time doing that.
Do you?
I like to chew them up. Yeah, I like to chew them up because the mouth gets it in the bloodstream quick. That's why we don't put it in a capsule. Anything that goes into, you know, the stomach and liver gets worked on by that. You get more by an inhalation or by through the buccal cavity of the mouth. But I think that the neat part is there's no gluten, there's no wheat. Even the Spearmint's Natural, we don't have any artificial anything.
No
in
sugar.
Product.
No sugar, See, yes.
85% of that tablet, by the way, 85% of that tablet is CBD oil. It's powderized. It's
yeah,
a
that's
powderized form. Yeah.
Well, the taste is absolutely great, so I just let it dissolve in my mouth.
I like chewing them up.
I guess everyone has their own preference. So thank
one,
you.
One last thing that I might mention to you.
Sure.
That is, we've just formulated Cebadoz, which is C-E-E-B-A, D-O-Z-E. And the reason why we did that is because so many people said that they got the best night's sleep. And my question to you is, since you're using erythritol, have you noticed that you sleep any better? Because we're now formulating CBD into a sleep product to get rid of the heavy sleep drugs.
Well, I have noticed that I'm getting up less and less to go to the bathroom. So, yes, I do.
That's the same thing that hit us. I used to get up three, four times a night. I'm 70 years old, for crying out loud. And I get up once.
Yeah. Yes.
Maybe we got something there. I don't know.
Well, I will mention it in this video. I might as well just mention it right now. I think people should consider, even after the 7-day trial, if it doesn't work, buy at least one bottle, and maybe double up on it, or maybe even just add one pill. Since people will be taking two pills a day for, I think 6 days, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe just consider buying one bottle and taking three pills a day, and just see what happens. And if it doesn't happen after a couple of weeks, taking three pills a day, you can still send it back.
Yeah, you know what the neat thing is? The only thing you really got to lose is pain.
Yes.
Right? What have you got to really lose? We're going to always guarantee our product because we've got a great product. All we got to do is let people know where they can find it. I'm sorry, I don't have it in the stores. We have been talking with a major company called Whole Foods.
Sure.
I don't know that we can supply them right now, and they're very excited about our product and looking at it. I don't know that we need to do that. I think the best thing to do is just basically leave it on the website, let people find it too. Our website marketing and shows and the small things that we're doing. We're running small newspaper ads. We're just trying to let the public know, here's where you can find out about it. Go get yourself a bottle.
Yeah. Well, if you do pick up Whole Foods, you can always just expand into a bigger building and hire more people.
Well, when I was younger, I would have thought that way. But, you know, staying small, something good about that. How many CEOs, and I'm not a big shot at all, but how many owners of companies call you on the phone to personally find out what happened with your product. I've been doing it since we started this back in April. I like talking with people. I understand my product.
Yes.
If you're going to build a house on a subdivision, get on the roof, wire it, and build the first home yourself, and you'll understand what you've got. And I like this. It's the best. Keeps me busy. My three grandchildren keep me busy, but when they're in school, this keeps me busy. And I love the people I've talked with. They just, they understand them. I love helping people. It's a neat thing.
It is. It is, absolutely. And I appreciate you coming on the show, David. I really do.
I thank you so much for having me, Stephen. You're a great show to get on. And my best to you and your family and everything that you're doing. I'll stay in contact.
Oh, we will. And we will probably be doing some more shows here in the future. So thanks again.
I'd be happy to do that.
All right. Take care, David.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. I'm ending this a little bit early. So, it's not a little bit early, but I'm ending it anyways. I'm Stephen Roberts, and this has been Sunday's Cancel a Cabal. Take care, everyone. Till next time.